$60 is pretty cool with me. He said it's because I was poor too. I was like, okay, cool.
Sweet.
Thanks, man.
Just, wow.
One of the richest people I know is black.
Really?
Yeah, she's like a fucking super successful real estate agent. She would always roll up in church in this badass Mercedes Benz. Her outfit would be more, like, it would be more beneficial to burn me alive than to burn the clothes that she wears, because they're so valuable.
Somebody said, when I hit you asking for money you owe, please don't start telling me your uncle is in the hospital or your dog died or about your problems. I don't want to hear it. Everybody got problems. If you hear about my problems, you would jump off a cliff. Motherfuckers always want to tell you about something they got going through. A million and one excuses when it's time to pay, but run to you with the quickness when they need a favor. Y'all straight suckers.
He doesn't even understand the hypocrisy behind what he just said, though.
She.
She.
Well, of course, she doesn't know. She is a woman.
She doesn't understand how...
Hey, hold on. This is my favorite weed dealer. You don't talk about Toya like that.
She's being hypocritical. She's saying don't tell the world about your problems, yet she's posting on the fucking internet about how she's not getting paid. Which seems to be her problem. You should be like...
Oh, wow.
You should be like hashtag hypocrite.
See, that's what you should want to do. Not some man.
That ass is fake as fuck.
You think it's Photoshop?
No, I think it's implants. Think it's fake.
Those are Brazilian
butt lifts. BBL at his. She could have just did a lot of squats.
No.
No, because her legs don't show it. Her legs don't show it.
It's facts.
Fuck right. Is there an ad for The Chosen? The fuck? It's fucking up my algorithm.
Don't tell me about your problems. Listen to my
just
problems.
Give me my money.
Her problem is that people fucking make excuses when she's trying to get her money.
Yeah. I just looked at it as a PSA, like, hey, fuck your problems, pay me my money. That I actually would have just wrote that instead of that long ass I don't know what the fuck they call that. Tangent. I mean, I can't really say.
That was a raid.
We're like, the first person that will kill the people who don't pay me money won't have to pay me money anymore.
Yeah, just listen to my problems and you don't have to pay me money.
It's funny how you can go to school and make a lot of money just by listening to people's problems.
Yeah. It's kind of weird how that works out.
People would kill themselves if I was a therapist. They'd be like, yeah, so when my cat died,
don't give a fuck about your cat.
I haven't been sleeping. The cat, I grew up with the cat. I'd be like, so you're saying here that when your brother went off to school, he hasn't been talking to you lately. And she'd be like, the fuck? No, that's not what I'm saying. No one seems to listen to me. I'd be like, no, I'm listening. Okay, so wait, what? She'd be like, oh my god. I hate my life.
You're the fucking worst therapist ever. Oh my god.
What if someone started crying? I would just start crying too.
That would be fucked up.
Fuck! That's horrible.
Would probably stop crying. Like, wait, why the fuck are you crying?
I don't even know what to say. That's so bad. Oh my god.
That's where you gotta hit him with like the silent cry and wipe a single tear. Like,
I have to step outside. I'm sorry. I need a cigarette. Don't worry, we're gonna pause the clock. Fucking cigarette after talking.
You know what? Actually. I need a cigarette. I'm talking to you. I'm gonna go roll up. I'll be right back. Alright. Alright, I'll go in the bathroom and like hit a couple of lines or some shit.
I wish I had a drug that I just could fucking not worry about drug testing at all.
Shrooms.
Whippets.
Whippets
too.
What the fuck is a whippet?
Spice.
You don't know what a whippet is?
Like
No. CO2.
When a problem comes along, you must whip. Like,
no. I can do a natural whipping right now.
That,
with you guys know how to do that, right?
Do what?
The nene?
No, a rebirth?
Wait, what?
Oh, rebirthing?
Like Jesus?
No, okay. This is what you do to rebirth. It's like a whip it.
Hold your breath and get down real quick.
Yeah, I'm glad I tested that. No, you go like, you get down, you go. It's like a whip it.
A whip it cuts off the blood circulation from your head.
So that's because like, why not just have a bitch not choke in, you while she's
you're
riding?
You're not breathing in oxygen, you're breathing in CO2.
So right there was like that. I felt high for 2 seconds.
So it's like crap, but not good.
Except shorter.
And not
good. It's not good. All that did was give me a 2 second high, and now I have a headache.
I'd rather just have a bitch ride my dick and choke me.
I've fucking passed out doing what I just did before.
Just like breathing in while squatting and then
standing up. Yeah, sometimes if you do it, if you take too many breaths and you hold it in for too long, like when you breathe air in, you could fucking pass out. It's happened to me multiple times. I filmed it once.
Can I see it?
I don't have it on the. I don't have it.
You should put that in a cloud, man.
Yeah, I know. I should have. What I do is if I have videos or something that I want to keep, I message it to myself on Facebook Messenger. That way, if I ever lose my phone or lose
or you
the video,
could do like Paris and just like put it on Snapchat.
Snapchat. Oh, I'm too old. Paris is hip. I'm not.
He said I'm too old. Paris is hip. You motherfuckers are like a year apart.
I'm like 4 or 5 years older than her.
Yo, aren't you like 24? This nigga's not 20.
I'm gonna be 28 in 10 days.
Lies.
Huh?
Lies.
I don't have lice.
Okay. Lies. Oh, lies!
Swear to God.
Don't swear to God, man. Come on, man. We're in a Christian program.
I'm not. I'm in a DUI program. Come in.
Yeah, you haven't taken any DUI classes.
CWC, come in.
I think he's asleep. Oh, he's there. Don't worry, we'll hold the fort down while you're going.
Yeah,
I'll run. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I see why he doesn't like me.
I look back and I want to see the white glistening oak of a sycamore tree.
What the fuck? I just pictured you reading that in your best Morgan Freeman impression.
I was reading that book here.
Yeah.
I read it here, dude, and I was mad about it. I was like, this is a fucking...
I'm surprised you made it through the whole book. How long was it?
It's not that long. It was only 200 pages.
That's
but Mice and Men's a really good book. That's a short book too.
Mice and Men. What the fuck's that about again? I forgot.
It's about the two dudes in the Depression, like trying to get work and shit, and one guy's retarded, but
oh
yeah,
I think they made a movie out of that, right?
Yeah, with John Malkovich.
Yes, I think I've seen some of that.
John Malkovich was part of my favorite improvised scene in a movie. So there's a movie called Being John Malkovich where people could, like, pay to, like, get inside his head. It was weird. There was, like, this secret room or something that somebody found. Like, they were looked in a box or whatever, and then all of a sudden, like, you could see what John Malkovich was seeing.
Sweet.
So there's a scene where John Malkovich is just walking down the road.
Yep.
Like, being
is your flashlight on?
No, my phone's fucking on.
Oh.
He's walking down the road. He's all sad. And,
The actor?
Yeah, in the movie, yeah, he's playing himself.
But there's a scene where these two dudes are supposed to be like in a car and drive by and be like, "Hey, John Malkovich, you suck." But like apparently the dude who was in the passenger seat, the extra, just was like getting drunk. They were just doing takes, kept doing takes, and he was just getting drunker and drunker and drunker. And then that was the one time where they fucking the guy in the passenger seat was like, "Hey, John!" And fucking threw a beer and hit him in the back of the head.
John Malkovich?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the director was
that's
like,
a bald guy, right?
Yeah.
That was in Mouse of Men? Okay, the short guy. What was the who's
no, he's tall. He plays in Con Air too. He's Cyrus the Virus.
That's an interesting name. I don't know. I feel like if I did that version of that movie, be like Half Baked 3.0.
I haven't seen Half Baked so fucking long.
Except there wouldn't be a girl named Mary Jane. It'd be like some crazy bitch with a kid that I broke up with, and then she married another motherfucker and then got pregnant by another motherfucker. And then wanted to argue about how I didn't talk to her enough. It's like, motherfucker, I've known you for like 10 years and I'm pretty sure I can tell you everything. Maybe you should start remembering some of this shit, that way we won't have to keep having conversations about it. Parrish, you've been fairly quiet. You over there,
playing with your downloading games.
Downloading games and playing with your belly button?
What? Holding my baby in my hand.
Oh, I didn't know what you were fondling with in your coat pocket.
A bottle of my dick, man.
In your coat pocket?
Yeah. My dick's where my belly button is.
That's a blessing.
I have an Audi. You said it's a blessing?
Yeah.
So you can really fuck yourself. Yes, Paris. Thanks, Paris. That's where you get that from. From fucking yourself. Yes, Paris. Thanks, Paris. You made Paris nut, Paris.
Oh, wow, Paris. Do it again, Paris. Oh my that God. Way, Paris. Oh my this God. Way, Paris.
Oh, my God, Paris. I really like the way you did that, Paris. Do that again, Paris.
Yeah. Do that thing with your tongue, Paris.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Paris. Do it again, Paris.
How are you licking
your belly? Paris! Paris!
How are you licking your own belly button?
Took out my ribs like Marilyn Manson.
Wow. If you need anything else, kelp, seaweed, anything you just need. Kelp, seaweed. What the fuck are you watching?
Porn.
Yes.
Have you seen the That 90s Show yet?
No.
You have Netflix.
Wait, That 90s Show?
Yeah, they made a sequel to that
show. So they just skipped the 80s.
You guys don't have Netflix?
No.
Are you guys like trying to watch it?
I mean, sure. You want to show your password that that you borrowed from somebody else?
Right, I can't do it.
Well, I have Netflix on one of my phones.
How is that helping us right
fucking
now?
Hella good.
I know, and he won't share it.
Did I hit that, Paris?
No.
Why?
No, Paris. Sorry, Paris.
Please,
you cannot, Paris.
Paris, please.
Paris, you know you don't like to share, Paris. Don't share with these motherfuckers, Paris. Paris!
This motherfucker's retarded.
Imagine how mad someone's gonna be if they wake up to hear Paris yesterday moan his own name.
Oh, Paris.
Yes, Paris. Thank you, Paris. Sorry, what the fuck's going on? What are they doing down there?
Yeah, they do have
are they securing
here.
Shit?
Well, it's a Netflix original.
It's probably terrible.
Probably.
I don't know. Kelso has a fucking kid.
I guarantee
who wants to see that?
They got Mila Kunis.
You know, she was the age when she started doing that show?
Bruh, she was 14.
Oh,
kissing a whole 18-year-old, 19-year-old.
And now he's in a whole relationship with her. Well,
no,
they're not together anymore. Yeah. But that had to be like, that's some real Woody Nelson type shit. I mean, what's that one guy?
Willie Nelson?
No. What's the motherfucker that married, that molested and married his stepdaughter?
Kitty's hot.
Who?
Kitty.
The wife?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I thought he said Kenny. I was like, wait, what the
hella casual and serious.
It's hot.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Bruh, you guys don't know Johnny AI, but...
Wait, is it like... Wait, hold up. Kitty, like, now?
You remember like, Johnny AI, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
I remember Philip Woods, and a couple other guys were at the store, and Zach was there with us, and he was like, I have a crush on someone in the... This is when Johnny still lived here. And he's like, I have a crush on somebody, tall, dark, and handsome.
I don't know if
Johnny's in the store, too. He's like down over there by the thing. And we're like, who is it? He's like, Johnny AI.
From the 70s to the 80s, the 90s, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people never moved. A lot of people used to live in the same home.
Especially when you own a fucking home. Why the fuck are you going to sell it to move?
Oh, I'll get a...
Like my
one, and then Zach
kids are going.
And then Zach was like, "You know who else is pretty cute? Ken Monica."
Ew.
He said, "Kenny."
Dude, fuck Zach.
That shit was hilarious though, because we called him out on it in class one time, and we were like, "You fucking faggot! Why you like Ken Monica?" And he's like, "No, I don't."
No.
And the three of the four guys that were there were like, "Yeah, we all heard you say it."
Come on, man. Don't talk about Aaron's friend like that. Ken wouldn't like... What's his name?
I don't give a fuck if Ken likes her or not. Zach's
no,
the one.
Zach. Yeah. He wouldn't let Zach.
Well, that fucking wigga isn't even here anymore.
Wait, what did you just say?
A wigga.
That just doesn't even sound right.
You never heard someone say, what's up, my wigga?
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing ever. It's like when that...
Look, you're fucking
I see why the kid changed his name from Rick.
I know, he got small feet.
You got this nigga has small ass feet. I don't know why he wears 13s.
Wait,
I look comfortable. I like big shoes.
Wait.
I don't wear size 13.
13, I said.
I don't.
Bruh, those fucking white shoes upstairs in my room are a size 13.
Adidas?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
I don't know. Look at me, motherfucker. I don't know what size they are.
They're like size 12.
Might as well just be a 13.
I just know they smell like grease. And you need to clean them.
Yeah, you do need to clean those.
Yeah, how do you keep forgetting that?
I'd be going to sleep. I'd be sitting... Well, I can't even lie. I'd be on my phone. And
yeah, as I say, I'd be bullshitting before you go to sleep.
Huh?
Say, yeah, you'd be bullshitting before you go to sleep.
I can't sleep. It's just a thing. I'll just sit there and be like, fuck. I'll be mentally...
But when you go to sleep, though, you're asleep for about fucking 12 hours. Like a goddamn... Like a hibernating little bear or some shit. I don't know what the fuck to...
It's my body catching up with all the sleep I've missed the past year.
Oh, okay. Alright. Stay safe, Joe.
Alright.
Don't forget, bring a knife with you. You don't know what type of homeless man can chase you around.
I don't need a knife.
And don't let Jerica touch your giblets.
No, you need to take that one right there. That one's heavier.
This would fuck someone's day up, bro.
No, that one would fuck someone's day.
They both would. Give me that one, though.
You should.
That one's like rubber, though.
He switched up real quick.
It's heavy, though.
That's not rubber.
This is rubber up here, but you hit him with that part right there.
Yeah.
You could go with night-night.
This one's on the bright, too, so you could... I should probably have both of them so I can blind them and then whack them. Yeah, I'll take both of them. Alright.
You gotta walk around with two flashlights.
It's the only thing we got, Craig.
No, we got a whole machete. There's a baseball bat in there. It's fucking a wooden stick over here.
Yeah, but having a baseball bat is
asking
for trouble.
That's by Clay Spector.
Whatever. Joe, have you ever seen... No, you haven't seen this. You should watch Bones and All.
Sully. Yeah, I have seen Bones.
No, Bones and All, it's a movie. Yeah.
Oh.
No. Sully, it's a privilege for Sully to dry off next to you.
Why do you think I've never seen it?
Because you don't really watch movies like that.
Oh, okay.
Joe be on his phone. Whenever I
Joe be on his phone, but he's not watching movies. He's emailing Jody and fucking looking at, like, that 90s show.
I do email Jody a lot.
How's she doing, by the way?
She's doing good.
She hasn't, like, told you that her husband went out of town yet?
No.
No.
You're waiting for that. I feel like it's awesome, Joe!
Yo, wow. Yes, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, for
coming. Oh my god, I'm coming, Joe.
See you at game night, Joe.
Oh wow, Joe.
Tomorrow, I'll be like, what's up,
bitch? Joe, do that thing with your tongue, Joe.
Oh, I need the beeper.
Can you put your finger in there again, Joe?
I'll see you fools later. I've just been waiting for. I've been slowly getting ready, waiting for one of you guys to be like, "Oh no, I got it."
No, for not at all.
Okay.
Get out of here.
I guess I'll get it.
Thanks, Joe. Bye, Joe. See you later, Joe.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You guys are just killing my joke.
Why?
Makes me not want to do it anymore. I don't know how.
That's why we're doing it, because now we're gonna just change it to us and say we came up with it. And we're gonna be like, "You guys are so funny."
We should appropriate that.
Yeah, that's ours now. Ever
I don't know what you're talking about. I got an LLC, bitch. I'll see you in court, you fucking white cracker.
Whoa, that's...
You just said it.
Racist.
I'm white. You're going to see me in court?
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah, okay, you're coming to my turn. We'll see how that works for you.
When we both got the same public defender.
Bro, dude, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be in the freaking defendant.
Right, who are you going to believe? Me, the white guy named Joe, this fucking Mexican who hates his culture.
So I'm gonna tell you this: when my bloodline come back and they see my mother, they're like, "Oh, this man has some white in him," and it's gonna be even playing field, bitch.
No, because they're gonna go down my entire bloodline and see nothing but white people.
Yeah, and then they find out that you're a German and your fucking grandfather was Adolf Hitler.
They're gonna find out.
Dumbass, I'm German. So what the fuck does that mean?
Ooh!
I don't give a fuck. You a Nazi too, bitch.
Ooh!
Yeah, I'll call you both that. Fuck you.
I'll rip your goddamn tits off and bite you in the face.
How do you know I don't like it? Yeah, keep your basalt doing ass over there.
You like tits.
I do like tits.
I like having my titties. That's how we know you don't like it. I'll see you guys in a minute.
More like 10.
Yeah, you're right.
Alright, Joe. Bye, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
He can't even do a full round because he don't got the key.
Oh, well, we might see him in 5 minutes. Nah, because then he's got to walk around. I don't think he goes all the way down there anyway. It's okay.
Man, you were reeking 2 seconds ago.
2 seconds ago?
You know, whenever he was right next to me, I smelled that.
I don't remember that.
I didn't even get your phone.
I think he made that up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely made it up. I fucking love making up jokes and shit about black people.
Shit. Yeah, I know. That's pretty racist. I don't know how to put up
with you. Honestly, I don't give a fuck.
I know. That's your fucking problem. You need to care about shit that could end your life.
You're not in my life. You're just an obstacle in my way.
Completing the fuck program. Shut your goddamn fucking head now.
Here's the obstacle.
You dirty.
In my way to completing this program.
You.
And once I overcome you, I
you're your own obstacle.
Not really, but I got myself through everything, man. Not God. And I put that on my graduate testimony.
Yeah, right.
I did. They say, do you think that God helped you on your path down sobriety? And I was like, honestly, I think through my own perseverance and integrity, I said...
Integrity?
Yeah.
You think you have integrity?
I do have integrity.
That's like the fucking episode with goddamn... He was like, artistic integrity? You're not artistic, and you don't have integrity.
It's like you. You don't have integrity.
Fuck you, you piece of shit. I have way more integrity than you do. I generally don't give a fuck about what people think.
You have no...
That's why they have so much of a problem with the shit that comes out of my mouth. It's because they don't like the truth.
This, they have a problem with the shit that comes out of your mouth.
No, shut up.
Because you're
a
dirty fucking whore.
Stop talking. Shut the fuck up.
I don't need to shut up. Because you, sir, are a hoe bag.
No.
A dirty fucking whore. I don't need to talk to you. You want to talk to me. Say something else. Say another lie. I wish you would.
That's not a lie that I like your sister.
It's alright. Because once I start talking about your sister and your mother.
I don't even talk to my mother.
I know you don't, so that makes
you worse. What the fuck point does that make?
Because I'm talking to your mother and you're not.
Yeah, I have very good standing with the fact that would never ever happen.
Yeah, same thing with me and or me. You and my sister. I would say me and my sister Sweet Home Alabama.
Actually, the probability of me end up talking to you, I've already fucking talked to your sister, technically. She just hasn't seen all my splendor in the flesh.
She's seen the picture of you.
I sit in person, you piece of shit.
She doesn't even like black.
We're apparently you racist. Don't like black people either, but you like hanging around them for some reason. You like appropriating our culture because you don't like your own culture. So is your wait, hold up, is your sister like anti-Hispanic like you are? She's self-loving.
Raised in different households, so.
Oh, so she appreciates our culture, but you just say fuck that shit. I'm gonna like hang with all these black and whites. So how are you with Caucasian culture? I mean, you got the gauge thing down. Because white people make a lot of gay jokes.
So honestly, I don't really like white culture either. I think I fucking hate them, honestly. I think
you don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
Nah, I think you're just saying that because I'm sitting here.
Honestly, no.
Are you fucking playing Angry Birds?
I am. Yes.
You don't like white culture. You're sitting here playing Angry Birds.
Bruh, I've been playing Angry Birds in forever. Why don't you suck a dick?
Shit.
Mongrel hands off my jacket, bitch.
I am not fucking Asian.
Go that way. I don't give a fuck. You look like a Blasian.
You look like a
piece of shit. Yeah, I'm a fucking...
You look like a fake Spaniard, actually.
I don't give a fuck what I look like. Well, you look like an off-brand J. Cole K-Dot remix. Fuck you talking about? You look like...
Those two look nothing alike.
You mix the two, then you got you. From the dollar store. So shut the fuck up.
What?
Yeah.
You're from the 99 cent store.
Actually, 99 cents is better than a dollar, bitch. Because I'm saving people money. Yeah, what the fuck you doing? You charge $1.25, I charge $1.24. Fuck you talking about?
Ooh, you kicked the chair. Big man.
I'm trying to kick it to break. But
I don't think your foot's strong enough for that.
I don't think your mind is strong enough to handle your head either.
I don't
either,
think your mind is strong enough to handle anything.
Let me tell you something.
No.
You can't even handle being sober.
You can't handle
being sober. So what you gotta say now?
Who can't handle being sober? Motherfucker, I'm sober right now. Bitch. Take that.
You can look in your eyes. Take and that. See.
You can't even see my eyes. The lights are off.
Bruh, you're stupid as fuck.
The only lights from that fucking monitor right there.
Blow, bitch.
I'm not gay. I don't do that. What the fuck do you want me to do with this little... What is this? Look like I'm about to take insulin or some shit.
It's a breathalyzer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it? No. Oh, damn, there's no plastic tips, sorry.
There are plastic tips in there.
No. Why do I need to take a fucking breathalyzer?
Do it. For?
Make it. If I was drunk, I would be slurring my words and shit.
Do it.
You do it. Do it. I did it. I did it earlier. Yeah.
You did it earlier when you came back?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I blew? Zero.
Blow nothing.
I'll blow
right after you.
Yeah, come on.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
what now? I had a bitch that was sucking dick and she was... That sounded like a fucking gremlin.
You know, when they make all that noise, does it actually feel any different? No.
No. I mean, it has a little vibrate feeling when your tips all the way down in the throat.
Yeah, but it's not... forgot to sign up. So,
beep beep beep. Beep beep beep. You bitch. Hair flip. That's Joe.
Is that Joe?
Yeah.
That goddamn light. Did you just kick the chair?
No.
It looks like a horror movie.
Yeah, for real.
Who's
kill who first?
Fucking cold.
I'm serious.
Yeah, it is here. Every time he goes in there, yeah.
Nah, I don't want to hear that shit. Go in there now. Guarantee he won't hear you.
No. Ignoring somebody is totally different. Go in there right now. I guarantee you got his headphones.
Paris. I don't know. I don't think I can trust you.
I don't give a fuck. Get out of my room. You can fuck with Joe.
Whee!
Are we doing this again?
No.
I pulled Joe all the way out there yesterday and I just said, no, you can't fucking come back in here.
I will fucking gut you like a goddamn pig.
You're gonna help me lose some weight?
And then? You don't even care about losing weight.
No, I don't. If I wanted to, I could.
You're fucking
piece of shit.
No, nigga, all these shares are
good. Here, let me pull it. Let me pull it up.
Fuck you. Bop it, motherfucker. I can't believe I almost sort of kind of was beginning to trust you. And then you go do that shit. Huh? What's your angle, huh? What do you get out of this, huh?
What do I get out of this?
Yeah.
You want to be honest?
No, because I don't think you can be honest.
No, get out of Mark's shit. You have no reason to go in. He keeps contact of whatever the fuck's in here. I'm talking about if you take something out of there. Because I remember I took the Bluetooth earphones.
You know what? I can actually trust you, Mark.
No, that's good. That's great. Especially when he was trying to kick you out.
Yeah, I trusted him to do his job. I know he's going to do that. He also could have kicked me out just for a fucking voicemail.
They can't kick you out over a phone. You're the reason why they started that fucking rule.
What rule? The 45-day rule? Because they changed that shit pretty goddamn fast. Bless you, Jeff.
Thank you. Honestly, they changed that rule.
No, you're not. It's because people kept coming up asking for the fucking phone. Not their phone. The fucking medical phone. That doesn't even work anymore.
Yeah.
So I was bugging John Lee about my DUI every day for a week, and then like 2 days after that, they said they're making it 45 days.
So have you started in your DUI?
No, I still haven't. And then he's always like frustrated when I fucking ask him about it, updates. I'm like, look, John, I only came to fucking rehab to get my DUI handled. Because I work too much. I can't fucking do it unless I'm somewhere where I can live and not have to work. The fucking drive to San Jose from Santa Rosa every single day. It's like, did you expect me to make it to a Wednesday fucking class? Dreaming. So I came to fucking rehab. I've been in rehab for 7 months. And I don't have a fucking DUI. To go to.
You are a different type of evil.
You're still on that?
Yes! What did he do?
This nigga did no.
You really did that.
What did you do, Paris?
Was I supposed to know?
He fucking tried to frame me.
For what? That's hella funny. For what?
It's not funny. It's fucking disgusting is what it is.
You tried to frame Kendrick?
For what? Nothing.
That's some, like, fucking, novel shit. A framing. That's the last thing I expected.
This fucking guy shared a room with this motherfucker for months.
How did he try to frame you?
Well, I can't go into detail against that because anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of bar. But I shit you not. This
little fucker right here. Just, what the fuck, man?
But what'd he do?
The fucked up thing is, I would never do that shit to him.
What'd he do?
See,
Try to get me hemmed up.
No, in confinement, it was just me and him in here.
In here, yeah, but you were like fucking it. I don't want to talk about it. It's going to get me even more upset. What you going to upset my bowels.
How did he try to frame you?
Okay, you're going to be the next one we upset.
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking.
No, Joe. I don't give a fuck what you're talking to.
No. Yes, Joe. What were you saying, Joe?
The same question I've had for the past 5 minutes. What do you do?
Just try to accuse me.
Of what?
Not following the program. Not following the Jesus program. Said I was having Jesus juice.
You said he was drinking?
No, I did not.
What do you call blow? And this is one of like his gay jokes where he's like,
yeah,
making fun of wanting to get his dick sucked by another man.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker came and threw a fucking breathalyzer at me. Like I didn't already.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breathalyzed him?
No, I didn't breathalyze him. He took it serious. Over here talking about
because people have been kicked out of here for less. And you want to play around like that?
When somebody, it was just me and you in here?
With somebody that, what?
When it was just me and you in here? Yeah, I was playing around like that.
But you're loud. Who's going to hear you? And there's an echo in here. You hear that? Echo.
Fuck that.
I wasn't even talking as loud as you were.
Why'd you give him a breathalyzer?
Yeah, why'd you?
You're joking?
Yeah. I was
a breathalyzer. You think you can joke about shit like that?
Yes, 100%.
You cannot.
You can't joke about shit like that, but I can.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be too upset if you gave me a breathalyzer.
Why not?
If you breathalyzed me?
Because Joe doesn't give a fuck.
Because I blow fly zeros.
First of all, can we use, like, different terminology?
No, you gotta blow. When you put your mouth on that thing, you gotta blow it.
I'm not putting my mouth on anything. Except the titty.
You have to transfer clitoris. Wind from your mouth to the breathalyzer. I guess we could say you have to breathe into it.
There we go. That's
you have to blow out. You're not breathing.
You have to exhale into the...
There we go.
Alright, now you're just taking it too far.
So he tossed a breathalyzer. It doesn't sound like
he made accusations while tossing the breathalyzer.
He said, have you been drinking?
And he did it loud.
See, this man overestimates himself.
Where are you drinking?
Overestimating?
Yeah.
No, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, see, he took it way too far up.
I don't know. This happened? No, because I've had...
Literally, when he was doing the round, and I thought it was just being him in here, so I was fucking around with him.
And then I don't know. When I've been kicked out off of this... Well, not for drinking or anything, but... Well, there was that whole... What was that? Benzo? Yeah, that shit.
Which, I've been kicked out of 3 programs for a total of like 6 or 7 times, and I don't think I'd be too upset if you gave me a breathalyzer.
Yeah, but
what's your point now, huh?
It's supposed to be my friend, Joe. And my roommate. And at one point,
why'd you give him a breathalyzer?
And at one point he was supposed to be my brother-in-law.
But like, what was the context?
I was not. He was talking to me about some bullshit, and then I joked around with him. I was like, well, at least I can keep my sobriety, bitch.
I take my sobriety very seriously. I want to be sober. I was about to say when I want to be sobriety.
I ain't gonna lie. After the surgery, and they juiced me up with like 60 oxys.
Don't brag about
me. No. I was ready to leave this motherfucker. I was like, ah. I want to go do some more fucking pills.
Just seeing you on one made me want to get some oxy.
I really just want to smoke weed again.
I was a pill popper. I loved pills.
Can you imagine how sick this job right here would be if it was a paid job and you were allowed to drink and smoke weed?
I've done that before. I didn't do pills or drink. What?
I don't like
Yeah, beer. I mean, I didn't really, I was not much of a drinker. Because if I got weed, I don't need to drink.
I love pills.
I like drinking.
The only reason I love pills is because they last longer and you can snap out of it like that. I like drinking, because drinking is drunk.
I don't like just popping something. I like to actually like have a process of doing something.
Yeah, that's why I like smoking.
It is a process. You wait 30 minutes, you're sitting there playing the video game, right? And then you're like, oh, it's not hitting. Take another one. Okay. Okay, this one's not hitting. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I gotta smoke a blunt to activate it.
I'm glad that I'd never gotten the pills, because I would have already OD'd.
I'm
that kind of user where, like, if I took a pill, I'd probably take, like, 15 more.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was like, oh, these five aren't doing it. But I also wasn't aware of, like, what exactly the fuck I was taking. I just know it was free. And my older cousin was giving it to me, so I was like, this gotta go good with whatever the fuck I'm drinking and smoking.
You know, that's why I like opiates. You can drink on opiates. You can't drink on Xanny bars or Valiums. Shut your whole fucking kidneys down.
I want
to
show you.
That's good information to have. My aunt used to sneak me Xanax when I got too drunk.
Mm. Yeah. Your aunt still got the Xannies?
Probably. She's a dumb bitch.
Wait, is this the one you were cursing out on the phone?
No. That wasn't even a family member. That wasn't even a woman. I was a dude. Don't fucking call me up and then talk shit about my life.
Oh, wait, no, not that motherfucker. I'm talking about the motherfucker that you call. You call your ass away.
Called his mom.
Mom, aunt,
I remember. You were telling her, clean and sober. She's like, you're a fucking liar, dude.
Oh! I didn't cuss out my mom. I cussed out anybody here who talked to me.
Okay, that's better.
I just want to let her know I'm not drinking or using drugs. And she's all like, well, I know you're a liar. I was like, alright, well, I'm gonna go.
You're a fucking liar, dude.
Yeah,
no. You're not clean and sober.
That hell would piss me off.
You're not.
Now you should know how I feel when this motherfucker goddamn...
No, because there's a difference between direct family and someone you just share a room with.
No. We were almost family.
We were not almost family.
Until you didn't want me to meet your sister because of some bullshit-ass reason, aside from the fact that I'm black.
I wouldn't let anybody here meet my sister either.
That's what I'm fucking telling you.
I don't want anybody to meet my aunt. My aunt came to say she was going to come visit me. I was like, no, you're not.
Is she bad?
My aunt? Yeah.
So you think your aunt could get the dick.
I just don't want people bugging her because I'm so fucking overprotective of my aunt. I'd probably get in a fight and lose my program.
Yeah, but he's not overprotective. He's just...
He's
just trying to fuck.
I'm overprotective of my aunt.
No, I wouldn't try to... I wasn't just trying to fuck your sister. I just said I wanted to meet her.
That would have pissed me off, too.
Yeah. See? Really? You got this goddamn fucking asshole over here talking about playing around with the breath of life.
I think I'm just too overprotective of my
family. Did you put it back?
No, fuck that shit.
Where's it at?
It's not my, I don't know. Put it back in. I put it somewhere. I don't know where I put it. Still back in there.
Well, you can get your dick sucked by Jerika. Her hair looks fucking terrible. She looks like one of the fucking Cabbage Patch Kids.
I don't think she's like that.
Where the fuck are you going?
I'm going to sleep. You want to be down here?
You cannot go to sleep.
Just sit down, Paris.
I'm packing my shit. I'm leaving this motherfucker.
Well, your backpack's still right there, and you left your fucking soda.
You guys can drink that. They're spinning it. Yeah,
but your phone's up there, isn't it?
No, it's Kendra's bent phone.
I'm going to wake you up if you're not down here.
What do you think you're going to do?
Okay.
I got locks on my door.
No, you don't.
Shut the fuck up. He's not supposed to.
Everybody knows that nobody has a lock on their door except fucking Mark.
Mark does.
Everybody on the graduate side has locks on their door.
Fuck them. We're not talking about the graduate side.
Fuck it. I'm going to take the doorknob from our bathroom and put it on our door.
Where are you going?
We don't have the key.
Fucking bathroom.
There's a bathroom the right there.
I'm not taking a shit in that bathroom.
Use Why? The one down here.
There's toilet paper in there now.
Hey, don't use my gloves as poop wrap. Poop wipe. Now I'm fucking feeling traumatized. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Fucking guy.
I actually don't feel any kind of way about him not letting me want to meet his
his sister. I would try to fuck his sister. She's cute.
Right. See, that's why I didn't do it.
But I also was like,
I don't want any of my family. Like,
I was like, that actually made me think, like, oh, so you think your sister would like me? But I mean, if the opportunity presented itself, yes, I would fuck his sister. I'd fuck the shit out of his sister. But that's only because I really think we get along to the point to where I would be like, oh, I want to fuck.
Oh, you were just saying that. Lying to yourself.
But what?
Oh, I'd fuck his sister. But that's just because I think we'd get along.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Like, yeah, right. You saw her body and was like, nah.
It was, well, no, I actually just seen her face. Oh,
have you talked to her or, like, know anything about her?
Not really.
See, that's what I'm saying. I've
spoke to her like in passing, if you call it that. Like he was on FaceTime with her, and then, like, I started talking shit in the background.
Oh,
yeah. But no, I should meet your sister. Cause he's talked about her so much, and then he showed me a picture, and then like I made it a joke.
I'm surprised he's talking about his sister.
Yeah, he's talking about her a lot.
I can't even talk about my aunt with people without getting mad.
And then, like, what actually, the first time I said it, I was joking around, because everybody's sensitive about their sisters and shit.
Yeah.
So, but then I forgot, like, what his sister looked like and shit, and then he showed me a picture, and I was like, oh, wait, you did? I was like, damn, that is your sister. I was like, your sister's cute. He was like, oh, I'm like,
people are weird with families.
You're sensitive about this.
Yeah. I'm like, sensitive about my family, too.
I don't give a fuck. Well, I guess I don't get along with my family, so it doesn't bother me. But
I don't get along with mine either, but still, I'm sensitive about them.
For one,
I think that's why I'm sensitive about them.
I would see. He was like, well, how would you feel if he was like, I wouldn't get mad. I'm never going to get mad because one of my sisters is married. The other one has, like, a nigga that she should be married to. Considering they have kids together and stepkids and shit. So, yeah. And the probability, you would probably only like one of them. And then the likelihood of you fucking with either one of them is like 0 to 0.
Yeah.
So, I'm not really. And I don't fucking even talk to them. So, it's like,
I think most people.
Why the fuck would I care?
I think most people do care, though.
Yeah, but I'm not most people.
Right. I think
I think, like, that's why I think it's like, it's like when people would be like, oh, that's my baby's mom. First of all, I don't even call my, I say my son's mother. You won't ever hear me say baby mom. It just sounds ignorant.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it really does. I know.
So, I'd be like, but they'd be like, oh, I fuck your baby mom. Okay, nigga.
Go ahead, we're not together.
Fuck it, I was trying to break up with her before I realized I had got her pregnant.
Right. But that's different than, like, a family member.
Yeah, but, you know, ignorant motherfuckers take that equally as personal.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid people here.
It's like, why the fuck would I care about a bitch I'm not even with anymore? I cared about one, and then I got over that shit real quick when I was like, oh, humans are ass. I'm not going to, like, generalize it to gender. Just human beings are ass. Much prefer dogs.
Yeah, I liked my ex-girlfriend. And I was in jail for 6 months. And when I got out, she was all trying to make me jealous. I think she's talking about how her new boyfriend's hella cool and hella nice and nothing like me.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool.
Even though I didn't used to want to admit it, I've had so many relationships that overlapped each other. It's like, I can't really get mad if a bitch does some shit that I don't like. I've had 2-3 different, talking to 3-4 different bitches at one time.
Yeah, me too.
And then I just be like, oh, I'm not fucking all of them. I'm only fucking like 2 of them.
Right.
So it's not the same thing. And it's like, nah, it's the same shit.
The emotional cheating is what they call it.
Yeah, I had a bitch actually tell me that.
That's what it's called.
I was like, what? No, I'm not being emotional. This bitch just has better conversation than you. I don't want to talk about my feelings.
That's emotional cheating.
We're talking about goddamn media and shit.
Right. So, like, say, oh, instead okay, of talking you can make to money your girlfriend that. About things that interest you.
Well, because I'm not interested in the shit she's talking about.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's emotional cheating. Because you're, like, better friends with
the yeah, other yeah, woman. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes I was already friends with them, and that you know.
That's different.
You end up fucking.
They're different if you're already friends with a girl. I feel like. I don't know.
Like what? Like my son's mother got mad at me one time. She said that actually that's how me and her started broke up because I was like I could have like kept it on autopilot for a little bit longer had you not fucking started accusing me of cheating with a bitch that I actually wanted to fuck. But when I couldn't fuck her, then somehow we just accidentally ended up being friends and shit. And I was like, oh, yeah, because when I first met the girl. My brother, I was like, who the fuck is that? And he knows whenever I say, who the fuck is that or who is that? It's, A, is she single? Is she, or if she's not single, is she gonna let me fuck?
Oh, you go wash your hands, dude, for real.
Couldn't have.
I would go wash my hands.
Yeah, you should wash your hands.
Seriously?
What's on the bottom of your shoe?
Whatever I've stepped on around here? Anything? Oh, anything.
No. Everything.
It could be literally anything.
Everything.
I don't know. But you didn't walk down on 3rd Street, did you?
He's walked outside.
He didn't go to the front.
He's walked. Hell, walking in here is nasty.
Yeah, walking in here is gross. I've walked in the bathrooms in here. Then I walked outside and I went down there. Don't, man. And then I fucking walked all the way to the
don't.
To the women's center.
That's where I was like when you walked it. You walked
or down. Just sanitize.
No, you walked down Piss Alley. I gotta go.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know the Mexicans, they were cooking up some good ass food when I was walking back
yeah.
from Pal though.
There's tacos.
Yeah, no, they got their grill and they got their shit. And
hell yeah, my man was frying the
onions before he even fucking lead upstairs.
Really?
Well, yeah, you know, that's because there's hella weed. I know where it's coming from.
That's because there's hella weed upstairs. I know. Yeah.
It's coming them, from your room.
No, it's not. I asked them how they're even getting away with it. They told me everything. Here.
No,
that's the thing I don't like. They fucking talk too much.
I know, they've shown people have shown me their weed.
I've repeatedly been like, hey, you should be on your P's and Q's. These motherfuckers.
Who broke the fucking paper towel dispenser?
It's not broken,
it's
motherfucker.
Empty.
I know it's empty. It's
so
jammed.
Did you wash your hands?
My single hand, yes, because I was about
to. How do you wash one hand?
You take the thing, do this, you do this, and you go like this. Like this.
Here, use some hand sanitizer.
You can't possibly have, like, in your hand.
It'll help you dry your hands.
Sure. No, I don't want to touch your cum rag, bro.
This is not my cum rag. That's in my room.
Yeah, people have, multiple people. Most of them aren't even here anymore, but I've had
what,
a lot of people
show
me their weed and stuff. I'm like, you shouldn't be showing anybody that. They're like, well, it's just you cool. I was like, you shouldn't be showing me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
you don't know if I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm
like,
a snitch, right. Bro.
Yeah.
I was you like, heard look, him admit it, right? Don't show him your weed.
Right. It's like, I'm not going to tell him.
No, anymore. I bet. It's cool.
Remember that. Yeah, you really hurt my feelings with
that. When Monday comes,
oh, yeah. You're going to get some weed.
No.
You're not going to show me?
No.
Oh, are you going to see your sister Monday?
No. When Monday comes, you will know.
No.
When Monday comes, you know.
You guys know what I'm saying, though. Somebody shows me their weed,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, look, I'm not going to tell on you, but you don't fucking know that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, don't show anybody.
I naturally assume everybody's going to tell on me at some point.
Right.
Because it'd be the smallest shit that you could have said or did that, like, they won't tell you that. That's one thing I had to agree with Harry with. He was like, these motherfuckers are petty. And I was
right.
Like, you're right.
People have all sorts of motivations.
They won't even.
Like, well, I don't understand. It's like, you don't have to understand the motivation. You just have to know it's there.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to turn towards me and be like, yeah.
Actually, well, you know. No, I don't know why you took that personally. I just...
Because you've been attacking me this entire night and I don't appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I genuinely did think that was... I mean, I kind of wore my heart on my sleeve, but that...
Wear your heart on your nuts.
That too.
Because you let them hang.
Are there scissors in here?
Yeah.
Don't do it, Joe.
My hand's fucking cold, bro, but I can't use my phone with the gloves on. I'm gonna cut ones.
Oh, I thought you were gonna hurt yourself.
Don't use those ones. Those are shitty. Use the gray ones that are up there.
No, because the reason why I did get defensive is because like, if the wrong person would have heard that, they would have been like, oh, oh. Because like, for some reason, certain people hold like your shit you actually say seriously, and I will never understand it. Like, oh, well, if Harry said it, it must be true. It's like, what?
You know, some of the new guys that came in keep asking me, like, what
are you staff?
No.
Why
you they ask me questions that they should be asking staff. And I'm like, oh, I don't tell them that.
Are you becoming like Antoine?
No.
I mean, niggas are gonna start coming. Well, Paris said.
No, I've already had niggas say that, and I tell them, I was like, nah, don't take my word for like,
tell the motherfucker.
Like, insurance. It's not insurance. I'll tell you that much. Right now, what I'm telling you is something that you. That's why when I tell people, it's like, you need to talk to a staff member, because I don't tell them yes or no anymore. Like, you need to ask a staff member. Call back when Steve gets here, especially if you're at the shelter. I'll be like, call back when Steve gets here.
Call. Nah, I just be like, I don't fucking know. Go ask the staff in the front desk.
You want some?
I mean, I already know where they're at. There's a box full.
I didn't ask you if you know where they're at, motherfucker. So do you want some?
You ever got hit with a lock before?
No, but I've hit a nigga with a lock before.
No, not my nuts.
Hit him in the head.
I got clotheslined by an actual clothesline once.
Oh, damn.
Where were you running from?
I wasn't running from anything. Me and my friend were running next door and my we ducked and I didn't.
Okay. I'll say watch out. Turn on the light real quick, Joe.
We don't light.
Just waiting for you to finish your sentence.
And God said, let there be light.
You didn't say the magic word.
Oh, four. Thank you.
Like, oh, four. Yeah.
I think they took them out.
What are you looking for?
The box that had all the gloves and shit.
Get out of town.
They wouldn't do that. I was planning on eating cookies around 5 o'clock.
Boom, bitch. In here.
I think it's hella funny how you're like, I already know where they're at.
Yeah, but I went in there. I went in because they were in there yesterday.
You had no idea?
They were in there yesterday. They took all the cookies out. You got Marcus's fat ass in here.
I already know where they are.
How do you know it's Marcus? It could have been Raymond.
Raymond hasn't worked in here in 2 days.
Okay. That doesn't mean he won't come in here and eat shit.
I also had a significant amount of cookies. So did you. We probably ate them.
Yeah.
It's probably us.
Didn't leave me that one fucking cookie.
I had like 5 stacks.
Damn. Nah. Bunch of fat asses.
You had like 5 packs?
Probably. Actually, I think I did. Because I had 2 packs of Nutter Butters and 3 Oreos.
That's all.
I didn't know of. Those are the ones that, for whatever reason, stuck with me. Aw. Great.
They probably think you're psychotic. Anybody looking in, they're just seeing this white dude combing his hair and fucking looking out the window.
Yeah. I'm so misunderstood.
My whole life was turned against me.
Everyone's against me. And I don't know why. God, I hate it when my fucking phone does that.
Me too.
It's like, here's a notification.
You're aware of that blanket that you don't know where it's been?
Yes.
You know, you can just go in there, right? Grab the key for the heater. Turn on the heater.
Or, I have to do this. Yeah, the only reason I didn't layer up and wear a beanie tonight is because I was suspecting there to be a heater on. I said suspecting. I meant expecting. I've been here too long. I'm starting to get fucking retarded. Don't know what words mean.
I mean, you already kind of didn't know what words meant.
Yeah, right? I try to read in the meanings specifically so people who don't know how to read don't do it. Have you noticed that people who don't know how to read are usually the most anxious to read in public too?